whatever it is, whether it's your mind talking to you or your
sometimes it can do.
Yeah. I recognize it. Yeah. I think
but on the other hand,
it's
also great because otherwise I don't have the feeling I can get that, take that bliss feeling back to here, to back again when I get out of meditation. So it really feels like also like as a function.
Mm. Uh-huh. One thing I would say is you could just first of all, you can notice it's there and just let it go,
yeah,
like we just did. Or you can just decide to merge with it.
Gentle?
Merge everything together.
Okay.
You know, just instead of it as a separate voice,
mm-hmm,
you can actually just combine it with everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
And just merge it all
but
together
okay
as one,
with
as one
it,
thing.
I'm not bothered by it at all. So just so, like I said, sometimes that I want to do, I'm not doing something.
But yeah, but I think the best,
then I'm already annoyed by it, but otherwise I'm fine, actually.
Yeah.
I've been, it's interesting, like, can I share? Because it's a bit in contrast to what we're doing, but it's in my experience at the moment, so I just want to share it. And
yeah,
I feel it's
of course
somehow maybe relevant, but so... it was interesting coming, you know, because I couldn't decide whether to come tonight, and I was like, okay, I come, because I'm sort of like I'm working with the contrast between the masculine of this sort of very still practice of meditation, which I've done for many years, and I'm sort of playing with this more feminine movement, and what I've been enjoying about the feminine embodied practices are this like experience of the movement, but also the pleasure in the movement, you know, like it's really when you just get into that, enjoy, even if there's pain, but there's some pleasure in the moment of it. And then it just got me thinking about all this time that I've been doing this, you know, sitting practice, which is, I mean, it's made me who I am. It's not that I'm rejecting it, but I'm sort of trying to bring the two things together. And then I realize it's like this idea of finding pleasure. So this is the word that, you know, that is present for me at the moment. But you can do that in the stillness also. It's like to enjoy whatever it is, you know. So like whether it is this stupid mind going, you know, like what am I gonna have for tea, but like when you get into the mindset of somehow enjoying, like just allowing, actually it's sort of allowing and accepting and finding, for me at the moment it's like finding the pleasure in that, you know, finding the okayness with it. And I mean, pleasure has many different meanings, and I don't know how it fits into the kind of the non-dualist world, but and it's just words, you know, but it's like being in that is in that moment. Mm-hmm. And it can be pain, it can be like devastation or whatever, but yeah, finding something that it's just, it's this, I don't know how to explain it, but it is just this that is.
Sometimes
right?
I have loads of thoughts, loads of things that always pop into my mind, and sometimes much less. But, you know, sometimes the times that loads of thoughts come are really cool also, because you're doing it anyway, and I enjoy myself anyway. And if you was goal and I was thinking, oh, that was crap because, you know, I wasn't doing it,
yes,
right,
exactly.
But no, I
exactly,
I had fun anyway.
Yeah.
I liked it anyway.
Yeah. And I think that is the point, it's this goal orientation thing, and this is for me where I like the non-dualist philosophy, and it's somehow I'm feeling this connection with the other parts of what I do, and how you're, but you can do it not, like you can do it in any way, right? Like, but not, yes, being on the journey of it, like, and being present with the journey of it. There's nothing to do or there's nothing to
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
It's just is, and it's like, and it can be pleasurable and it can be painful, yeah. but there, it still is. It's like, and yeah, I don't know. I don't explain these things very well, but
accepting it is. I like the phrase that you said now very much, like many, but could you send that to the group?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be really cool. I'd yep. like to read it again myself. But what you said about the mind is pointing the way, I really like it because it doesn't diminish the role of the mind.
Right.
Because I have this perspective and I've been struggling with that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get rid of a tool.
Yeah.
I want to be able to use it as a tool.
Yeah.
That's all.
You don't, sorry, you don't want to get rid of the tool?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I want to.
Mind.
The
oh,
mind.
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
The ego,
see.
Whatever. I want to be able to use it as a tool because
yeah.
it's a fucking useful tool.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I had a really great breakthrough these holidays. Because until this moment, I was struggling with meditation still. I was finding the place, but I was fighting to find that place for myself. I was saying to myself, I'm going to do it. You know, like, that's really not what, because that's what I do. And I'm really tired of that. And I realized, oh, I'm doing the same here, which is exactly what I shouldn't be doing. In my mind, that's how I felt. And I've been struggling a lot with awareness of a lot of trauma from my childhood and coming in the last year, like in a very solid, clarified way towards me. And that's also why I came here, because I feel like I need to find a space to deal with all that. And the other day, I realized of this thought that I didn't know who I was, because, okay, probably nobody really knows who they are, but I was really thinking that all I can remember and all I can point that of what I am is coming from that trauma, coming from that experience. So who the hell am I after all that? Who the hell am I really without that? Am I defined just by that shitty experience for all those years? And that was really sad, and it was weighing on me for a long time, like a cloud, you know? But a lot of the time it just came, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? All the time I was wondering this, because it was not even that philosophical approach of who am I, you know, of existence, but it was in the end. But to me it was really like, who am I besides that experience? What is left besides that? And I really felt really bad with this for a long time. And then one time in the meditation, and I was doing it, and I started crying, and everything started coming, and I allowed it coming. I allowed it coming, and at a certain point, I just was like, who am I? Who am I? What is left? What is left of me? You know, why can't I be in touch with that? Why is it every time I am in touch with myself, it seems like it comes from there? And it cannot be just that. And then suddenly I realized it's not the person that I'm looking for. I was trying to look for the person there. Eh? The person, if we didn't have all that trauma, what would it be or something, you know? But it's not the person in the end. In the end, it's really just feelings or emotions, maybe you can call it, which is love, which is creativity. And I just started doing what you said to do about I am, because I really like to say that when I'm meditating. But I started saying, I am love, I am joy, I am creativity. And as I was breathing, I was throwing one more word. And it was one of the most beautiful experiences I had in the last months, because it was really intense. And I realized that all that search of who am I was, this is who I am actually in the essence, is what we're trying to reach in the meditation, is to feel that essence. And I think I felt it. I felt it, but I actually believed in it. I didn't try to tell myself anything. It just came. So the mind was pointing something, but
and then it gave space for something else to appear. That it was not the mind, it was really just pure love inside of me that showed me something really important. Mm. And I'm very happy for that.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. Mm. Yeah. Great. Really
and now I'm doing that every meditation. And I'm smiling while I'm meditating, which is really cool. I realize I'm smiling and I focus in my smile and I don't care. I don't think much about it. I don't even care if it's ego or whatever. I don't. I just like, I'm feeling good. This is good.
Yeah. Great.
Beautiful.
So, I want to say something about everything you guys said. First of all, bliss is a very important part of the traditions that I studied, non-dual as well as Buddhist. And
what do they call it in the? I mean, is it Ananda as well, like in Tantra? Like, how do they? What is the word they use for bliss? Is there a word they have, or is it? It's
well, there's Ananda. There's Sukha, as in Mahasukha, the great happiness or the great bliss.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mukta, mukti is liberation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of different terms. Mm-hmm. The Tibetans especially like to have like 10 different words for one thing because they're so nuanced
subtle.
About it. Because they're sitting up in the mountains with nothing better to do than to make up new names for all the nuances of every little type of bliss that we could possibly imagine.
That's a good job.
Yeah, I didn't try it.
You know, there's like 20 different names for snow in Tibet.
Yeah.
Maybe I made that up. Maybe it's like 10, but it's still a lot. Yeah. It's a lot.
More in Greenland.
Yeah, right.
More in Greenland.
But yeah, bliss is a huge part of my own practice and also the traditions that I came from. And also recognizing that bliss is not what you are, but then you, once you get into that bliss, then you also learn to let go of the bliss. Mm-hmm. And then there's always a positive and a negative, mm-hmm. right? And so mm-hmm. in beingness, there's also non-beingness. Mm-hmm. Everything from our point of view is, has its opposite. Automatically.
What does that mean, then, non-being? What is beingness?
So it's a pointer, right? Because we can't talk about it because it's beyond the mind.
Yeah,
it's beyond the ability to express it.
Yeah.
So non-being would be the same as the Buddhist concept of emptiness, which is that there's no inherent reality. Every reality is imposed or projected. So nothing has inherent reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the emptiness. And the reason why they call it, I believe the reason why they call it emptiness, why they use that moniker is because it feels empty when you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, there's nothing there.
It's like the void.
It's the void,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Shunyata.
Yeah.
It's the void.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they also call it the bliss void.
Mm.
In one of the traditions that I studied a lot in, they refer to it as the bliss void. Mm. And so a lot of our practice was just generating bliss. And
yeah.
What you're talking about was finding that, you know, that pleasure.
Mm.
It's working with that, but also being aware of where it comes from and what it is, you know, and that you can let go of that too.
Because Because we can attach, right?
It's exactly.
Very easy to
exactly.
attach to the
and that's the danger of the tantric path.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah,
why the tantric
yeah,
path is
yeah.
secret, is because yeah. there's a danger of becoming attached to the pleasure
yeah.
that you're generating
yeah.
with these practices.
Yeah.
I see that so much from my old spiritual group in Holland. People hanging for years and years only on the bliss.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then also cannot cling on anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Because what goes up must come down, right? So any
really hard.
Yeah. yeah. So with any bodily pleasure, you also have pain that's connected to that pleasure. It's
mm-hmm.
it's built in this dualistic world.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the mind being a pointer, mantra was a part of the tradition, the Gurupa tradition that I studied in for a long time. And so in that sense, the mind is a really good pointer. It's a good way to focus yourself. However, there's also the ego wants to take whatever you're using as mantra and do something with it, right? It wants to do all kinds of things with whatever name, whatever words you come up with, right? It's like, oh, I just found this great mantra, like it's perfect for me, and then you go with it, and then suddenly you're thinking, I am that I am. Oh, I am, you know, and then you're thinking about something else. Like it just takes it and it goes, yeah, you're thinking about a song or dinner or whatever, you know. So, yeah, so there's just being aware of that when you're using a mantra. And so I don't use it repetitively when I use it now. I use it when I need to remind myself of whatever, like, you know. And then I just, I don't, you know, a lot of times I don't need to remind myself, so I just don't use it. So I don't use it as like a script or something, you know, that I do every time. It's just something that if I need to pull myself back, then it's automatic. It just comes like, oh yeah, I am, or I, something simple like that, you know. Yeah, so I think it's worth saying that these things can really help, but that we just need to discriminate and to use our awareness to gauge where we're at.
I think it's really important what you said in the writing that you read, that, you know, it's being intuitive to what is like alive in you in this moment, and whatever that practice is, you know, it's like rather to be discerning that is it, because we go through this life of evolution, and you know, there are different moments that we have different needs and different tools that are required to, you know, to get us to wherever. Well,
yeah.
Not even to get us, you know, well,
right,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? But
yeah,
like, I like that. I like what you said about just, I can't remember exactly how you said it, but just to trust yourself that is this what you said, or have I
yeah.
listened somewhere
yes.
else?
Yes, uh-huh. Use your intuition.
to reject things if it's
yeah.
not,
if it's not working for
working
you. Yeah.
For you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
and
you could have been attached to it for years, and then suddenly it's not working for you anymore, and then
yeah.
it's okay, and then you go...
And that's perfectly fine,
yeah.
yeah. We don't have to struggle
yeah.
to try to keep
yeah.
up with something that's
yeah.
not working.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we're conditioned to do, at least what I'm conditioned to do, is
yeah.
like, no, you're not doing it right, like, and it's all about you, like, not being good enough,
uh-huh.
you know, and then
yeah,
you just work harder and harder, and pretty
yeah.
soon, like, you've lost it, because you're just trying to work at something that doesn't work. You know, and so yeah, it's good to have a lot of tools in your tool belt.
Mm.
You know, because then you can just like oh wait a minute, I remember like years ago this person said this, and and I put it on a shelf because I wasn't using it, but then suddenly it's relevant to me now. Yeah, so I mean, like, you know, the end goal is to still the mind, so whatever works for you to still the mind,
yeah,
right? I mean, whatever it is. And I've done movement practice, and I did authentic movement for, like, intensely for a year, you know, and it was fantastic, but I'm done with it now, you know? Like, I don't need to do it anymore, you know? So, so I relate to that, what you said about, you know, sometimes it's just good for your body to move, and, like, you can do your awareness practice with the body moving, and you can still your mind that way.
Mm. Definitely.
Yeah. So, anything else? Let's see how much time we have. So I was gonna talk about, let's do a quick, so this is Sofa Batata meditation numero dois.
Okay.
2.0. Right.
Yeah, 2.0. 2.0.
Okay. This is what, sir? Sofa Batata.
Couch potato meditation.
Oh, okay. So actually batata sofa.
Batata sofa.
Batata do sofa.
Batata
do sofa.
Do sofa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Batata.
Couch potato translated is batata.
Batata do sofa. Okay, sorry.
Potato of the couch.
Yeah. Right. Potato of the couch. That's good. Okay, so this is this is a really simple thing you can do. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you like. Sit on your couch, relax, and put your head down. So try it now. Put your head down and feel any tension in the body, in your chest or your abdomen, just this whole area here, and then you just open wherever it is. You open a window or a door, an imaginary door there, and just let the energy flow out of that opening. So wherever the tension is, you just open up a window there and let the energy flow out on its own without trying to do anything about it, without trying to force anything. Just let the energy flow. And once you get that going, then you can just put your head back up and look straight ahead. Stay like this for as long as you want, just allowing the energy to flow out. And this is a way that you can release without doing any kind of conjuring up anything or having to think about anything. You can just release the tension. And that's it. And when you get good at this, if you decide to do this, and you can just do this whenever you're sitting down, just let this energy flow out of you.
When you say tension, you're referring to pain.
Anything that doesn't feel right.
Discomfort.
Discomfort, yeah. Pain, tension, any kind of whatever's in here that feels like it's not in harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have to be there? Does it have
no,
to
be? No, doesn't have to be.
Because I didn't do it torso and it felt really good.
Sorry?
I didn't do it torso because I don't feel anything wrong.
You could do it without feeling anything also.
No, I did it where I felt discomfort and it's somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
It worked. I felt it happening.
Yeah.
You know, like...
yeah.
Like
uh-huh.
a release
right.
of the tension.
Oh, great. Yeah,
yes.
Good. Yep. Yeah.
It also works sending some light around that area or rainbow,
absolutely.
Rainbow colors.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
All this works.
It does. Yeah.
But this one is actually a good one also. Because I have many times, that's my thing, I have a lot of pain in the body when I'm relaxed.
Uh-huh.
When I'm,
right.
Yeah. Especially in my spine, but
yeah.
also then in the feet because the blood is not passing there or, you know, there's
yeah.
always something.
Yeah.
So I need to use different ones.
Yeah, sure.
Different tools.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Thank you.
That's it. Thanks for coming. All right.
Thank you.
Good.